Subject 3 is a crowd. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 35-year-old woman that is in love with her first boyfriend and his ex won't let go, or maybe he is not letting go. I am so confused and don't know what to do. We were boyfriend and girlfriend in high school. We went our separate ways and got back together 16 years later. I have always had feelings for this man, even when we were not together. He is my king, my world. I haven't had feelings for a man like this in years. And last year in August, I was praying and asking God to send me a good man. Right after I said amen, my phone rang and I answered, and the voice on the other end said, "Do you know who this is?" I said,
"Shirley,
no."
For real?
Shirley,
for real? Shirley, you trying to act? For real, Shirley.
What?
Are you serious?
Listen, I'm just reading, guys. Relax.
Do you know who this is?
The voice on the other end said, "Do you know who this is?" I said, "No."
I hate this letter.
And he then told me who he was. I was like in total shock. When we started talking, he told me that he had just had a breakup and asked me if I wanted to go out. He came and picked me up the same day, and we went to his house and had dinner and talked and had a great time. It was like I was in heaven. His ex left him, and now that he has someone else, she is making my life a living hell. She calls and texts him. We even got into a fight. She tried to run me off the road, and now she is moving next door to us. He says that they are just friends, but tell me what you would do or think if she pays a bill for him. I love this man and want to spend the rest of my life with him. He says we are getting married next year. How can we if she is still in the picture? I am so confused. I even asked him if I could be friends with my ex, and he said no. So how fair is that? Well, you know, life is not fair and double standards and all that. But here's my question to you. Are you really in love with this man, or are you just in love with the fantasy of some puppy love that you had in high school like 16 years ago? Because you are so right. Three is a crowd. But you're way more worried about her than he is. He calls her his friend. But you feel it's more between them since now she's decided to move next door. Well, I think you're probably right. There is more between them. She sounds crazy. You guys have fought. She's tried to run you off the road. But this is really on him to check her and to keep her out of your business if that's really what he wants to do. And it doesn't seem like he does if he's allowing all this to go down. He doesn't want you to be friends with your ex. So tell him to let her go, or you're going to be friends with your ex and see how he likes that. Steve?
Wow. You know, ladies, I'm gonna just get to the point in this letter, and you know, you all can feel how you want to feel about it, but I mean, these letters that keep coming in like this, it really lets me know, you know, ladies, sometimes you gotta take your heart out of it and use your brain, because you're very smart, but when you get your heart in the way, you can't think. I'm a 35-year-old woman that is in love with her first boyfriend. And his ex won't let go, or maybe he's not letting go. First of all, stop always when something going wrong in your relationship. The ex, other woman, has nothing to do with it. But women sometimes always blames the other woman more than the man, when the business deal and arrangement you set up was not with the other woman. It's always with just your man. See, so when he step out, you can be mad at the other woman. I understand that she knew I was mad. But guess what? He knew first. See, but y'all turn y'all anger on the ex and get it off of who's the real culprit here. And I just got to be real with you. Even when we're not together, listen to me. He is my king, my world. Question, are you his queen? Are you his world? I don't see that in him. I haven't had feelings for a man like this in years. And so what? So what? And then last year in August, I was praying and I was asking God to send me a good man. Right after I said amen, my phone rang and I answered, and the voice on the other end said, "Do you know who this is?" I said no. And then he told me who he was. I was like in total shock. Wait a minute. just because you said amen right. and the phone rang right after that, that don't necessarily mean it was from God. Bishop Ulmer has a book out called Knowing God's Voice. Do you know what I learned in that book? If you want to know if it's God's voice, if it's God telling you something, God's voice has no sin in it at all. It ain't the cheater. It ain't the dude that's got the woman on the side. It ain't the ex, the dude bringing all this garbage in your life. That is not God's voice. God ain't told you this was him. You hung up the phone. The devil heard the same prayer and said, hey, pimp, call her right now. This be a good time right now. She finna get through talking to God. She gonna say amen. Call her now. Devil got M's too. He called. Now here y'all.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.